This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The reason I've chosen Kitab al-Hujjah ala Ahl Madina of Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani, who is one of the greatest students of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, and who died in the year 189. The reason I've chosen is to show that as early as his time, how the writing has developed Islam so highly, that people write so high stuff in such a high language. And I have seen actually some or interest the doubt, the book of Imam Shafi'i, Ar-Risala, and Imam Shafi'i is the student of Imam Muhammad, and they think the language is so high, it cannot be of his time. Once I was discussing with one of them, I said, but you don't see, if you look at the books of Imam Muhammad, there are so much similarity. And Imam Shafi himself actually has borrowed from him. Imam Shafi said that, I have carried from Muhammad books of Lord of Camel. And he also said, if I want, I can say the Quran has been revealed in the language of Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani, because he's so eloquent. Imam Muhammad's book, Al-Hujjah al-Madina, is a good example that how the people used to discuss and debate. Imam Muhammad studied the fiqh and the hadith in Kufa with Abu Hanifa rahmullah ta'ala, then with Abu Yusuf al-Qadi and other teachers of Kufa like Sufyan al-Thawri and many others. And then after that he traveled to Medina and stayed there 3 years learning from Malik and many other people of Medina. So he is fully aware of the both schools, the school of Medina and the school of Kufa. And then after that, he comes back and he writes his book, Kitab al-Hujjah ala al-Madina, in 4 volumes, chapter by chapter, making very clear that the people of Medina who claim that they follow Hadith more than the people of Kufa, they in all these issues, they are the people who don't follow the Hadith, while the people of Kufa, they follow the Hadith. So it is nicely done, and it actually trains people to understand the arguments. The purpose of the book is not to prefer one madhab over the other madhab. The purpose to choose this book is just to explain to the students and to teach them the manner of the debate, the manner of discussion, and also how deep scholarship is to be. The people like Imam Muhammad, when they learn with open mind, and and he can understand the arguments of both schools, and then he makes effort to prefer one over the other, or to find the faults and problems in the other school. So which we can discuss, sometimes we can agree with him, sometimes we don't agree with him, but at least this will be important tool to teach the scholarship, high scholarship of that time, that age. On one hand, we have got Imam Muhammad, and then the other, we have got Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi also travels, he studies first in Makkah al-Mukarrama, so he's fully, full knowledge of the school of Makkah. Then he goes to Medina, learns for studies with Imam Malik, and he knows the school of Medina. Then he comes to Kufa and Iraq and learns with Imam Muhammad and many people of Iraq. So he knows all those arguments, all these schools properly. So Kitab al-Umm is a great example of Imam Shafi rahmullah's understanding of the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very clearly he makes effort sometimes to reconcile between the Hadith, to prefer one opinion over the other. And since he has met all these people and he's aware of all these schools properly, so one way his comparison between all these schools, it's a very good training for the students to understand that how the people used to discuss and understand and how to argue in that time. So it will be from another angle, because Imam Shafi is not fully following the school of Kufa. He actually associates himself more with the people of Medina. So that is why sometimes in his book we can find that he answers those questions which have been raised by Imam Muhammad against the people of Medina. He makes effort to answer them back. So this is a good balance. So on one hand, we have learned the book of Al-Hujjah al-Madina by Imam Muhammad. And the other hand, we learn the book of Imam Shafi'i. So we can understand the other way of the argument from the people of Kufa, from the people of Medina and Hijaz. The third book that I've chosen in the matter of the fiqh is Kitab al-Muhalla of Ibn Hazm. Ibn Hazm is Zahiri. He follows the Zahiri school, and he is actually the most important defender of the Zahiri school, meaning the people who don't follow the Qiyas and analogy, and they emphasize just on the Quran and the text and the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After learning Imam Muhammad's arguments in Kitab al-Hujjah and learning the Imam Shafi's arguments, to one basically is aware, what was the arguments of the people of early generation, those who follow the Qiyas analogy. This is a new way of thinking that, we don't need the Qiyas, we don't need analogy in the religion. For us, the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah, they are enough. The Imam Ibn Hazm al-Zahiri is a very strong person and very, very strong knowledge. So in his this book, Al-Muhalla, he defends and he explains properly with the scholarly way the fiqh of the people who don't believe in any Qiyas. And he's very good in bringing the arguments of all the people, brings the arguments of Imam Malik, brings the arguments of the people of Kufa and Imam Shafi'i and all the people. And sometimes he prefers one over the other. Sometimes actually he rejects all of them and brings his own opinion with nice argument and a very strong language. So this is another way of training the students to that they should not be thinking just in the term of the four schools, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi, Hanbali. No, they should think in Islam there have been thousands of mujtahideen, many of them we don't read. To at least by reading someone who is not among the four schools, it will teach us that how great have been those thinkers, even from those who are not from these four schools. كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة لا تبالي فالمعالي بالتحدي لا سواه كن سعيدا كن فريدا عش بفخر في الحياة